Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest episode of the Red Men Bite Size podcast. I'm Steho. It is Friday, October 6th. And if you've listened to a few of our podcasts today, or you've got more to listen to, I can only apologise for how much of my voice you've got to listen to. Nobody else pretty much is in the building because everyone is working for the Brighton game of the weekend, which we're going to look forward to, and I won't be. So I'm here basically doing the shows today, and then everyone else will be back for the games on Sunday. So yeah, if you want more Paul or Chris or Dan or Chloe in your lives, you don't have to wait too long. It's only Sunday, but you've got me for a little bit longer here as we go through the biggest news stories of the day. Going to start then with Kevin Kelleher. Obviously, you'll know by now that he didn't play against Union Saint-Gilloise last night. Alisson Becker was in goal. It was a very late decision, of course, to remove Kelleher. And I think probably Alisson was part of this late decision-making as well, because it didn't look like he had a clue. He looked like he'd been up all night the night before. He very much looked like the lad who'd been out on the ale all night and then was told that he actually had a shift to do the next morning rather than thinking he was off on leave. But thankfully, Liverpool still kept a clean sheet, which goes to show perhaps how good Liverpool's defenders were. And, of course, just the levels of Alisson Becker in general. But anyway, back to Keeve. He missed the game and he's also going to miss international duty with Ireland. He got a bad cut to his knee that requires stitches in a training ground collision. Now, in the grand scheme of things, he misses one game for Liverpool. It's not the end of the world. He's also missing Ireland duty, which is a big shame for him. Now, Liverpool's next game that you would feasibly consider Kevin Kelleher playing in is in 20 days' time, when Liverpool welcome Toulouse to Anfield again in the Europa League. I don't know how bad the cut was or what it was. Apparently, it was a minor injury. But so you'd guess that 20 days, he should be fine. Obviously, once the wound's healed and all that kind of stuff, he should be all right and he should be fine. But just a shame, really, for Keith, because he's missed out on a game that he was penciled into play, almost written in pen to play, if he was fit. And he doesn't get a chance to go and play for his national team. He obviously wants more football. That's what he, you know, there was talk in the summer that he was potentially looking at moves or looking at his future. Obviously, I know the Ireland manager himself said he might need more game time before he becomes a regular for Ireland. So it's a bit of a shame for him. But yeah, Kevin Kelleher, when you're in the injury, it can be, oh my God, what's happened? But he got a bit of a bad whack in training to his knee. Shame for him. Shame for him. He misses, like I say, a couple of games for Ireland, misses that Europa League game as well. I'm sure we'll hopefully see him back against Toulouse in 20 days' time. If there's bad news on the international front for Kevin Kelleher not going on international duty, there is good news for Jarrell Kwanzaa. His good start to the season has been rewarded by the England under-21s. He's been called up to play for them, represent them rather, for the very first time. The 20-year-old has been mightily, mightily impressive for the Reds so far this season when we've seen him. A couple of sub appearances early doors, came on against Newcastle in a very pressurised game. It did okay. Played against Aston Villa. By that point, that game was over, so fair enough. Started at Wolves, was really good. Started at Leicester, was really good. Against Leicester in the Cup, rather. And then last night against Union, I thought it was probably his best game for the Reds. So yeah, Liverpool have got themselves a new potential young star, I hope. He's been far outweighed my expectations. When you hear young players, young defenders come through the academy, it's not always plain sailing. We've had a few of them in the years. I reference, you know, Reece Williams had a really good end, of course, 1920 with Liverpool, but it never, ever felt like he was this good. I might be being harsh on Reece there, who obviously can help Liverpool get back into the Champions League, but in general, I never felt as comfortable with Reece as I do with Jarrell Kwanzaa. Before him, you had Kemetio and Vandenberg, lads signed from elsewhere and brought in as well. Again, didn't really do much to justify being around. I'm getting, you know, they're both out on loan at the minute. I wouldn't be shocked if both of them end up getting sold. Quans is different. First of all, physically, he's got the gifts. Reece Williams was physically impressive as well, because big young lad, big young strapping lad like he was, like he is, as is Gerald Quanta. But Quanta just looks a bit more stocky, the right way, but filled out more. Reece was very, very tall, but a bit lanky. I mean that in the nicest possible way. Gerald Quanta looks like he's a bit more physically ready for Premier League footy. He's better on the ball, I think that's certain. He's got a yard of pace. He's got everything about him. If Liverpool had signed a centre half in the summer and he looked as good as this, we'd have all been delighted. So congratulations, Gerald Quanta. I hope he goes and does well with England under-21s. Again, he's another one we can see back very, very shortly. You would guess that Toulouse game is one that he'll have his eye on. And then after that, of course, the next midweek after that, Liverpool are away to Bournemouth in the League Cup, so you could have his eye on that. And then again, a week later, they go to Toulouse. So there's plenty of game time there. You know, but potentially after the international break, starting on the 26th, there's three midweek games there that Gerald Quanta will have his eye on playing. And if he has to play in the Premier League, Liverpool have got Brighton, they've got Everton, they've got Forest. It's not that something would have had to go wrong. I'm guessing there'd have been a couple of injuries or suspensions or whatever. And listen, how Liverpool are going this season. I mean, who'd back against more suspensions? Everyone seems to be getting red cards at the minute. The biggest compliment to compare Gerald is that I'd be relatively comfortable with him stepping into a Premier League game. So congratulations to him on his international call.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I understand Liverpool played a game last night, and it's we're moving away from the absolute shambles that was Liverpool versus Tottenham, or rather Tottenham versus Liverpool last weekend. But just as I thought, oh, you know, I'm getting over this kind of thing now. It is what it is. We'll see how it plays out. The Premier League's independent key match incident panel reported in their review for the latest round of fixtures, i.e. last weekend's fixtures, that Diogo Jota's second yellow card, which was awarded for the challenge on Destiny Udogie, did not meet the threshold for a booking. Three of the five-person panellists apparently believed that Jota shouldn't have been booked for that second one and he should have stayed on the field. Now, they only vote on second yellows, but I bet if they voted on all yellow cards, they probably would have said the same for the first one as well. Now, I'll be honest, I'm guessing this is just like a moderating tool, perhaps, for the referees, or like a ranking system to see how good they were or weren't, because even though this panel don't think it was a second yellow, or three of them don't anyway, Liverpool can't appeal it. There's nothing Liverpool can do. Jota will miss the game against Brighton. And that, to me, is just another quirk of football that makes no sense. Like, surely, if you can appeal straight reds, surely, there should be a system in place where you can appeal two yellows. And if either of them shouldn't have been yellows, then, or even if you can just appeal second yellows, make it, like, surely now, if there's a panel here thinking he shouldn't have been sent off, Liverpool had to do without him for the end of that game. Ultimately, that's probably the reason they lost. They were down to nine for too long. With 10, they probably would have held on and might have even won. That's kind of by the by. This panel believed that he shouldn't have been sent off, and now he still is sent off and he's suspended for the game. It's weird, really. Why can you appeal a three-game ban for a straight red, but you can't appeal the suspension for a second yellow? And I say this, I understand, this is obviously, you guys are listening to a Liverpool podcast, you're almost certainly Liverpool fans. maybe this isn't just a Liverpool bias thing. This is just a common sense thing for everyone. Surely they could make this a rule. Appeal second yellows, because it's not fair if it was wrong. Not only did he miss the end of that game, but he also misses the next one. I'll be honest, I thought the second one probably might have been a booking at first glance. I understood it. I don't really blame the referee for giving him that second yellow. It looked like a yellow. The first one kind of looked like a yellow as well, even though that was even more of a joke. That was the defender kind of catching Jota's thigh. But so I understand to an extent why Simon Hooper, who, listen, I still think it's rubbish, but I kind of get why he thought that might have been a red. And I understand we're not VAR and second yellows. Okay, that is what it is. But surely they should be able to appeal these. It makes no sense. I would wonder if that's something that they could look at. Can you appeal second yellow cards? Because as it stands, Liverpool are without now Diogo Jota for the weekend's game, which is a bit of a blow, of course, especially the fact that there's no Cody Gakpo, who's still dealing with his injury as well. So yeah, it's a blow for Liverpool, it's a blow for Jota. It kind of makes no sense. And I'll be honest, it doesn't make me feel any better. All these reports, whether it's releasing the audio or these reports coming out, if it's already done, I get it, but it's not making me feel any better. Let me know, guys, your thoughts on what you think of it. Like I say, get in touch with us on all the socials. Going to start wrapping up bite-sized there very, very quickly. I understand it's October, but just to let you know, the pre-order window is now open for our new Redmen Christmas jumper. We make a new one every single year. This year is my favourite one by far. It's modelled on Alisson Becker's 18-19 league title winning goalkeeper kit, the black and gold one. It's available. Those are available now for pre-order. You pre-order them now, we'll get them made. They take up the knitted jumpers. They take a little bit of a while to get made, of course, and we'll start shipping them on October 16th. I understand it's very, very early, and you're probably thinking, oh my God, why are we talking about Christmas now? It's a bit to do with the process of getting them made, but also international shipping can take a couple of weeks, and if you leave it too late and you don't order it until November-ish, it can take a while to get to you. We know what these things like, especially at this time of year, so that's why we're giving everyone the ample opportunity now. So if you are interested, they are limited edition. It is one, you know, these aren't going to be on sale forever. When they're gone, they're gone kind of thing, because that's how long they take to make. They are literally knitted jumpers. Redmenmerch.com is the place to go for that. Right then, I'm going to leave you now to get on with your weekend. Hope you enjoy whatever you get up to. Do go and check out the guys. You've got Paul, Chris and Dan in the studio for the watch-along. If you've never had a Redmen watch-along in your lives, basically, press mute on the telly, press play on YouTube, sync them up, and you get Paul and Chris on this weekend, or sometimes it's myself and Ellen, or Paul, or whatever, combination of the two, with completely biased commentary on the game. You guys can interact as well with the live chat. We have thousands and thousands of people in the chat each and every week from all over the world. Yesterday we had someone in Australia at 5 a.m. and someone on the other side of the world, I think it was in the East Coast of America at like lunchtime, West Coast of America at lunchtime. So global community we have on the watch along. So yeah, go and check that out as well with Paul, Chris and the guys. We'll be back next week with another episode of Bite Size. See you all then.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.